Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program for you today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor of the Living Savior Ministry. We join today's message, See Yourself as Jesus Sees You, already in progress.
And he said, if you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God. We miss that. Diligently. I'm going to serve God. I'm going to go to church on Sunday when I feel good. I'm going to go to church on Sunday when I feel like it. Or if the weather's nice, I'm going to take the boat and go to the lake. And I'm out there on that boat, that new boat I'm making payments on. I'm out there on that boat, and my cell phone rings. Yes, this is who? God. What am I doing out here on the lake? Don't I know today's Sunday? Yes, Lord, I know today's Sunday. But Lord, I work hard and I make my money. And I wanted to take, I only got one day off a week and it's on Sunday. And I wanted to go to the lake. What's that? Where I'm going, there ain't no water.
Ain't no water.
You know where I'm talking about. You got the picture, right, brother? Where you're going, there ain't no water. You ain't going to need that boat. So I would suggest that you put God first, diligently. In other words, if we were as diligent with God as we are with the world, all of us, I'm guilty myself. I don't give God all I should. I try to, but he said, if you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God, and we'll do that which is right in his sight, and we'll give ear to his commandments, and we'll keep all that statutes, then I will put none of these diseases. How many? I will put none of these diseases upon you which I have brought upon the Egyptian, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. In that chapter right there, if they are sick, according to that chapter, who put the sickness on them? The Lord. Did you see that? You know, you ask the average Christian, if I had never met you before and you'd never heard my teaching or anything, and I say, brother, are you a Christian? You say, yes, sir, I'm a Christian. Well, do you know God will make you sick? You know what most people will say?
No,
absolutely. God, you know, you got that all wrong. God won't never make me sick. He won't do that. There's no sickness. I've heard preachers, well-known preachers, and if you go back far enough, you probably find this on some of my teachings. God can't give you what he don't have. And God has no sickness. Well, let me tell you, God has no sickness, but he can sure put it on you. You know that? He can take it away from you. He don't have it, but if everything that was made by him and for him, and there's nothing exists except he made it, where does sickness come from? Where does it come from? From God. That's absolutely right. And he did say that. There's nothing exists except I made it. Is that what he says?
Yes.
Then where does sickness come from? From God. Sickness and pain comes from God. But he says here in this scripture, let's go on to Deuteronomy 7:15. We'll take three. Says, let everything be confirmed out of the mouths of two or three witnesses. And the Lord will take away from thee. Now, wait a minute. I don't know how I missed that all those years. Now, this is the third set of scriptures that we're talking about. Just three sets. And the Lord will take away from thee all sickness, and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt which thou knowest upon thee, but will lay them upon all them that hate you. So now, if I love God and I serve God and I put God first, under the old covenant, and Dave was talking a little bit about covenants there a while ago, but we had a covenant under the old covenant, and now we got a better one. And you know, I'd been in the Baptist church many a year. I'd never heard covenant preached at all. I had never heard I had a covenant with God. I didn't know it. Well, let me tell you, something I've learned that we have to walk in faith to please God under the new covenant. And if you don't know what belongs to you, you cannot receive something by faith you don't know is surely yours. Does that make sense? If you don't know you got it, you can't receive something by faith that you don't know. And that's what Jeff was talking about, how we pray, Lord, if it be your will. Well, I'm telling you what, as long as I prayed for all the people I prayed for, all those times I said, if it be your will, guess how many of those prayers got answered? That's right, brother, none of them. But when I got into the book and learned what his will was, then I prayed according to his will, and then just like Jeff said, I could turn to you and say, now, brother, I guarantee you, just like I told Dave 10 years ago, I said, son, when I met Dave, he had running sores all over his body. I told him, I said, son, are you a Christian? He said, absolutely. Go to church. I tithe. Do all those things. Good man of God. I said, but you're sick. He said, sir, I have an incurable disease that cannot be healed. I said, I know, but I'm going to guarantee you from the Word of God, if you'll do what I tell you from that book, if you'll do it, I guarantee the King of the universe will heal you. And of course, he looked right straight at me and says, you can't guarantee God will do anything. But can I? If God made me a promise in His Word, can I guarantee it? If I don't guarantee it, guess what I'm going to get? Nothing. He says I have to believe with no doubt in my heart. Is that right? So if I doubt He's going to do something, you come up here and I pray for you for whatever, and you've repented of all your sins and you're serious, and I have built your faith mountain high, and I say, okay, now then I'm going to break the curse over you, pray for you, and now then you got to believe with no doubt in your heart. And I do all that, and I say, you believe that? Absolutely. What are you going to do? Well, I got an appointment with the doctor on Tuesday. I'm going to go see what he says. And if he says I'm healed, I believe, I'll know I'm healed. Let me tell you what, you ain't going to be healed. You didn't trust God. You didn't believe God. You didn't believe nothing the Word of God says. You will not be healed like that. And that's why so many of us Christians lose it. We put more faith in the doctor than we do in Jesus. And you want to see Jesus do something? You got to claim the things you want with God. And if you claim them, he'll make them happen. You know, when people come to me and say, oh my goodness, I don't know how many I've had do this. They come up and say, Pastor, would you pray for me, a husband or a wife? You know, I haven't been married in 5 or 10, 20 years. I would so like to have a mate. I said, you've been praying for one? No, no. I just waiting on God to bring me one. We had a lady here a while back that come up, and she said, Pastor, I want you to pray for me a godly husband. She'd heard us teach. She'd been coming a while. And so I told her, I said, you know, you're just like my wife. My wife says, every godly woman wants a godly husband. And she said, well, that's right. I do. I want a good, godly husband. So I want you to pray for it. We prayed for her, and it wasn't 2 weeks till the Lord hit a man in this church in the head with the love club, and that couple that couple is now married. We married them, and they went on a cruise. I don't know if they're back yet or not. But oh, they're here today. Oh, they're here right there. Oh, right there they are. I'm telling y'all a story. Didn't even know you were back there. After I prayed for her, 2 weeks later, the Lord hit him in the head with a love stick. And he started looking at her and said, wow, that woman, she's beautiful. I'd like to have her as my wife. So he started pursuing her. And lo and behold, it wasn't long. They got married. And so we married them about 2 weeks ago. Is that right, Ronnie? About 2 weeks ago. Now then, praise God. But anyway, you know, here's what the Lord says here. And the Lord, now, do you notice who that said? Who's going to take this sickness away from you?
The Lord.
And the Lord will take away from you all sickness, and will put none of the evil diseases upon you, and will put none of the evil diseases of Egypt, which thou knowest upon you, but will put them upon them that hate you. Now then, three places, three different scriptures, two different books of the Bible, Exodus and Deuteronomy. We have found a place where God says, if you will obey me, if you will serve me, if you will put me first, how much sickness did he say he would take away from you? So what's left out? So if we're sick, what should we do? Okay, if we do come down sick, where is the first place you should go? Okay, to check out who? You. What did I do wrong, Lord? Am I telling you the truth? In other words, if God promised if I obey him and put him first, it's kind of like daddy. If daddy promised me, son, I've got a set of rules that you live in my house. If you do these rules, I'll never give you a spanking. But if you don't, I've got a razor trap hanging here on the wall. And I will give you a few licks if you don't obey me. Now then, you know, all of us kids, we never believe God, never believe daddy means what he says, right? Is every kid like that? Were you like that? Oh, you wasn't. You're lying to me. You just like me. You know, I mean, I had to put Dad to the test. You know, I mean, I knew Dad was a man of his word, but I really didn't believe he'd give me a spanking without razor strap just because I didn't do what he said. So I tried him, you know, and sure enough, guess what? He did. He meant what he said. So I got whap, whap, whap. So next time I knew not to mess up because I knew Dad meant what he said. Well, in this book, you think God means what he says in this book? Amen. Absolutely. He means exactly what he says. And he will do exactly what he said. So now then, if we look at this, these three places that we've been, in every one of them, he clearly says that if we will serve Him, that He will take all sickness away from us. We don't know what it means to serve God. I'm going to take you to Psalms 91, and I want to show you just Psalm 91, verse 1 and 2. I want to show you something in Psalms 91, and verse 1 and 2. And I want you to look at this. Psalms 91, verse 1 and 2. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Now, what does it mean to you to where it says, He that dwelleth in the secret place? What does it mean to dwell in the secret place? Well, obviously, we don't know what that means. Obviously, I didn't know what that meant for many years of my life. But when I put God first in everything I do, I got to put Him first, not only when I get in trouble, but every day. Yeah, all the time. I ask Him every day for wisdom and knowledge. I drive down the road praising the Lord. I wake up in the morning praising the Lord. I go to bed at night praising the Lord. When I wake up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom or whatever, I praise the Lord. I praise Him and thank Him. I need to be in His Word every day. And I'll have to say, there's days I'm not there. You know, but there's many days I am there, many hours a day. If I'm with Him, dwelling with Him, walking with Him, everything, doing what He says, I want to take you to something under the new covenant. I want to go to Ephesians 5. Let's start with verse 1. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 1. I don't care. King James, NLT, whichever one. I want you to see something here that just since we're new covenant people and this is a new covenant promise, first of all, in verse 1 in Ephesians, he says, imitate God. Well, what does it mean to imitate God?
Be like Him.
So how do you see Him? See, this is the secret. If you see God as a pure, holy, I mean powerful entity, then you should act just like that. It says, imitate God, therefore, in everything you do. Everything. Because you are His dear children. God sees you as pure and holy as the Son of God. Isn't that wonderful?
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop our program here for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety, entitled See Yourself as Jesus Sees You, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's area code 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.